This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Veteran actor Dharmender, one of Indian cinema's most beloved icons, passed away at his Mumbai residence this morning at the age of 89. The legendary star, who had been grappling with health complications and was admitted to Breach Candy Hospital earlier this month, leaves behind a legacy that spans more than six unforgettable decades. In an emotional Instagram post confirming the news, director-producer Karan Johar described Dharmender's passing as the end of an era. Affectionately called Bollywood's He-Man and Dharampaji, Dharmender was a force who redefined heroism for generations. Dharmender made his debut in 1960 and quickly became a superstar due to his versatility. His career boasts over 300 films, many of which are considered classics today. President Draupadi Munmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the demise of the veteran actor and Padma Bhushan awardee Dharmendra. In a social media post, President Munmu said, "The demise of the veteran actor and former member of parliament is a great loss to Indian cinema." The Prime Minister remembered Dharmender as an iconic film personality and phenomenal actor who brought charm and depth to every character. The Prime Minister noted that Dharmendra's diverse portrayals resonated with millions and his simplicity, humility and warmth off-screen made him equally cherished. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh and Ashwini Vaishnav have also expressed grief over the demise of the veteran actor. Justice Suryakant took oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to him at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice Suryakant has succeeded Justice B.R. Gawai. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda and other dignitaries were present during the oath-taking ceremony. The Indian Navy today commissioned INS Mahe, the first vessel of the Mahe-class anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi presided over the ceremony as a chief guest, marking a significant milestone in the induction of a new generation of indigenous shallow water combatants. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has rolled out a new 24/7 short helpline number 14490 to ensure quicker and more accessible support for women in distress across the country. In a statement, the Commission said that the toll-free number serves as an easy-to-recall short code connected to the Commission's existing helpline, enabling women to seek assistance without any delay. The new helpline number strengthens NCW's ongoing efforts to provide immediate help to women facing violence, harassment or any form of distress. A grand ritual is underway at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra in Ayodhya ahead of the flag-hoisting ceremony tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the occasion and participate in the flag-hoisting ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will also be termed as the end of the temple construction work. Mr. Modi will also hold a roadshow in Ayodhya city. Yesterday on the third day, various revered deities were invoked and worshipped in full Vedic manner. More from a correspondent.
Preparations are in full swing to prepare the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir premises for the Dharma Dhwajarohan ceremony being organized on Marg Shirsh Shukla Panchami, that is Vivah Panchami, which falls tomorrow. On the third day of Dharma Dhwajarohan Karakram at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra, Vedic Acharyas conducted the Ganpati Puja, Panchang Puja and Shodash Matrika Puja. This was then followed by Yogini Puja, Kshetrapal Puja, Vastu Puja, Navagraha Puja and the invocation and worship of the Pradhan Mandals, including the Ram Bhadra Mandal and all other sacred mandals. Security arrangements are being tightened in Ayodhya in the wake of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's arrival. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Ayodhya.
The Prime Minister will also visit Kurukshetra tomorrow evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. In men's cricket, India were bundled out for 201 in the first innings by South Africa on day three of the second and final test at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati today. The visitors have taken a massive first innings lead of 288 runs. In the second innings, South Africa were 26 for no loss at stumps. And that is the end of this news bulletin.